Blog Talk Radio.
Behind curtains of a large stage show, I sit here all alone. I really do, hoping that you love the two of me. The show, they say, must go on, so I'll try to pretend these songs to you I sing, hoping that someone will come along who will see through me and my song. And when I cry to you that I love you, if this could only be true, and when I say to you that I need you, oh my darling, I really do, hoping that you love me too.
Yes, indeed, from the streets of Chicago, Illinois, the Burke family. Because one was a little older than the other, they looked like a bunch of stair steps lined up one against the other. That's why they got the nickname, the Five Stair Steps. Good evening, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another old school ology music therapy session, courtesy of the crew here at Soul Tree Baby. And the Raw. I'm your host, Michael Lewis Ingram, DJ Honeycomb, and as always, it is good having you in the house here. Show number 278. Didn't seem like that long ago. We first started a couple of years ago. We're pushing towards 300. Not bad. Soul Tree Radio and the Raw, sponsored by the Black Athlete Sports Network, Roland Rogers, CEO and loving memory, our friends at Blog Talk Radio, our friends and colleagues at WCLM 1450 AM, the Soul of Richmond, Virginia, where Cowboy Reggie and crew saddle up every Saturday to do sports talk from noon to 1 p.m., along with my brother and colleague, Pat Freeman, the mighty Oba. May his tribe increase, doing awesome work in Western New York, making sure that the powers that be know that they cannot skate and that there will be a stadium in the downtown Buffalo Outer Harbor area, and working folks can get jobs, take care of their babies, live like human beings are supposed to live, all that good shit. And we commend Brother Freeman for his tireless efforts in making sure that all that stuff gets addressed and that the voices don't go silent when they think everybody's just walking away and they can just kind of pretend that nothing's going on. Brother is staying on it, and we'll stay on it with him, as well as our colleagues, of course, from all the great music pages and on Old School Ology, Essence of Music, gets the credit for all of this initially because they inspired this, but all the music pages that perpetuate keeping black music alive, keeping funk, blues, soul, all these things alive, stuff that the radio stations are bent on not playing specifically because they do not want these great artists to prosper and at least maintain off of that. I commend all the people who have taken their love and passion of this to set up these pages and draw people to them and, of course, all the other artists. I want to send some personal shout-outs as well to some of my soul patrollers, my fam out there, Ron Love, brother from back in the day, had a chance to reconnect with Stutter. Today is his birthday. Happy birthday, Stutter, and all the best. My Cajun brother, Alexander Rickenbacker Babineau, down there in Cajun country. Love you, my brother. Hope all is well down there. You stay safe and keep that groove nice and popping like I know you can. As well as my sister, Mira Stojewski, who is up in Michigan, fighting some crazy people up there trying to stop Detroit from having basic stuff like water. I mean, I know my sister's made of strong stuff, so I know she's handling hers. So, and all the soul patrollers out there, Butter in Florida, folks out west, we appreciate that you've taken the time to listen and follow with us for as long as we have here. Now, I promised you two mind streams last week, and tonight I have two prepared for you. So I want you all to think about this, because last week we had a couple of weddings, and it was kind of cool because these were not weddings that were people who had just hooked up and they were in their like late 20s or 30s or something like that. We had one who has a little more time on me than I do. I don't think Skip would be bothered by saying he's 69 years old, but Skip found some good stuff and an awesome partner named Wack, and they got married. And our own cowboy Reggie, who was part of our show staff, he hooked up with Mary, and well, he's a little younger, but the whole point was cowboy now has a ranch to call his own. And in coupling up, whether you're married or not, you know, the marriage really isn't as important as understanding that it is not in our predispositions to be by ourselves. You always want to feel like somebody is out there on your side. Maybe they're not with you all the time, or you can't beat them right now, but you know, when you get up in the morning, you're inspired by this person. She puts or he puts steam in your stride, makes you want to get up and do things. And you know, no matter what, at the end of the day, whether you're under them covers or not together, you still get the vibe that you are connected. It's the connection that makes everything, because through that connection and through that chemistry, that's how you stand the test of time. Like music. The music we play here, we know has stood the test of time. And as we play this stuff, you know, we all may fall back into our own personal playlist and remember where we were when that record was played, or if we were sitting by the radio and we called up the station, we said, somebody, please play this song for me, for my girl, by the Delphonics, or Bobby Marchand, or the Mad Lads, or the Intruders, the Dells. All that good shit, you know, they tried to smother this. And the fact that they would work so hard to do this and the recall from people in cyberspace has been amazing, because they don't do this for ego. This is all done out of love. And maybe in the back of the minds of the administrators who set these pages up, they do it with a burning understanding and knowing that this is keeping our culture alive. The best things about our culture. It's no accident that when someone goes into another country and invades it and shit, and they don't get what they want, they destroy all their art, because it's like a mortal wound. It's like, you motherfuckers, we're sorry we didn't totally destroy you, but we're going to take something with us as we leave, since we can't whip your ass. And that's the kind of thing we're talking about. Now, I know this seems a bit obtuse, but as I get out of this and we all kick back and get ready to relax and enjoy the music, I want y'all to think about that kind of stuff, because it is the transitioning of these things that allow us to evolve. And nothing can be a more soothing enzyme to our souls than music, because music allows us all to evolve. It is the essence of creation. And as I stated earlier, we all know where we were
when a certain song was playing or a certain group plays something that has a significant meaning to you, or even if you're like if you're a musician and you hear those chord patterns drop a certain way and it does something to your heartstrings, it's like, damn, you know something good is happening. So anyway, no more dilly-dally. We're going to dip into a mind stream right now. As I was saying, this one might be, let's see. I guess I'd call this more on the traditional tip of romance, with a little bit of naughty in there. Our next one will be a bit different, but as always, they're always unique. No two are ever alike, even though you might hear similar songs on similar mind streams from time to time. But the essence of all of this is it's coming out of yours truly soul. And I'm glad that y'all dig it, and I'm glad that you're here to listen. So, if you're with someone special, high signs are in effect. Time to kiss that girl on the cheek, pat that booty, and let her know that she is your personal cutie. And vice versa for the ladies, as always. Now, libations in hand, alcoholic or non. Tip a glass to all of those beautiful people out there who help perpetuate our culture, our collective human culture. Spill a couple of drops for those no longer here as we silently say thank you to them for their gifts and what they've left us as part of our human legacy. With that in mind, it's time to kick back and relax. Trust your captain to get the job done. Because for the next hour plus, I will control all you feel in here. Why? Because the mind stream starts now.
There I go, there I go, there I go, there I go. Pretty baby, you are the soul who snaps my control. Such a funny thing, but every time you're near me, I never can behave. You give me a smile and then I'm wrapped up in your magic. There's music all around me, crazy music, music that keeps calling me so very close to you, turns me your slave. Come and do with me any little thing you want to. Anything, baby, just let me get next to you. Am I insane or do I really see heaven in your eyes? Bright as stars that shine up above you in the clear blue sky. How I worry about you, just can't live my life without you. Baby, come here, don't have no fear. Oh, is there a wonder why? I'm really feeling in the mood for love. So tell me why. Stop to think about this weather, my dear. This little dream might fade away. There I go talking out of my head again. Oh baby, won't you come and put our two hearts together? That would make me strong and breathe. Ooh, when we are one, I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid. If there's a cloud up above us, go on and let it rain. I'm sure our love together will endure a hurricane. Oh, my baby, won't you please let me love you and give me relief from this awful misery.
James, well, you can come on in, man, and you can blow now if you want to. We're through.
honey, to keep me loving you. And with every passing minute, oh baby, so much joy wrapped up in it.
Oh, is it gone and lost forever? There has been no love, no better. I wonder why. Let's start our love anew. Oh, do what we gotta do. It's got to be the way.
You. you a woman, girl, not to try to hide. You didn't try to hide your love for this other guy. Hey, baby, no need to explain. You a woman in love, try to make it easier for me. Wherever, wherever you go, I want you to know you have what to call on.
the subject of schoolgirl fantasy. She wants him so badly and knows what she wants to be. Inside her, there's a longing. This girl's an open page. Bookmark, she's so close now. This girl is half the
Nobody can keep, can't make you come. No, Tears in your back. But now, to my surprise, I'm on the outside looking in. Gotta find a way, gotta find a way back to your heart, dear. Once again, won't you take me back again? I'll be waiting here till then, on the outside looking in. Won't you take me back again? I'll be waiting here till then, on the outside looking in. On the outside looking in. Thank you.
Before you blow You don't want a man. You want a robot. Somebody you can turn off and on whenever you please. But you can't do this thing to me.
Yes, indeed. Baltimore, D.C. area, taking us out of the first mind stream, courtesy of Skip Mahoney and the Casuals. Yo, Funny Moods. Y'all know how that be? And I'm talking on both sides of the ledger, so don't get it twisted. But you're listening to Soul Tree Radio on the Raw. DJ Honeycomb, Michael Lewis Ingram, your host here on Blog Talk Radio. We're getting ready to prep for the second mind stream. But before we get into that, we hope y'all dug that. And the second one's going to be a little spacier. We'd like to stretch out a little bit late at night. I don't know about y'all, if you're all like this, but on Sundays especially, I don't know what it is about the transition to Sunday to Monday. Always seem more restless at that time than at any other time. I don't know if it's because you're making the natural transition on your ass, got to get it to work, you know, most times, or just something about Sunday does put folks in a funk from a rhythmic standpoint. I'm talking about your internal rhythms and whatnot. It's always done it for me. That's why I'm glad that we're able to provide something like this to allow folks to chill. And as I stated earlier, you know, being inspired by the people who do the old schoolology page, you know, that was a wonderful thing. But there are a whole lot of folks out here who are contributing to the culture, whether they truly realize it or not. And I want to shout out everybody, the people at Promote Your Page, people like Kenny Jones and Sharon Doucette from the New R&B Cafe, Linda with Bajava Sounds, Bajava Jazz Sounds, my man Christophe in France with Music Funky, and Rob and the people at So Much Soul, One Word Dictionary at Old Schoolers, Adrian Kubi, who I just had a chance to meet in quotes and whatnot, who do a great job with their page, Sounds from the Soul, Smoking Hitsville Soul, the ladies from the Male Music Movement, Jago Jazz, Something for the Steppers, my friend Shirley Thomas, everybody out there, and others like my man Keith Kirkenau out of Ohio, who just always puts information out there for everybody that everybody just pauses and think, you know, y'all need to pick up on this. And this is what we all need to do, because this is a human thing going on now. If you don't know by now, it's a class thing and it ain't a color thing, as it probably was back in the day. You know, you're losing it. But you also need to be cognizant of the fact that, yes, in the United States especially, color does matter to some degree. But we know those who are looking to evolve want to get past that, not because they want to forget, but because they don't want anybody else to go through that bullshit. And I think in that sense, when we are able to help each other through music and help each other and help ourselves to gain that balance, get our emotional scales at balance, so to speak, makes it better for everybody. I also want to shout out, because this is a worldwide thing, and it's so cool, my friend Vicky Forrest, who I'll probably never see because she's down under in Australia. I hope I do, because her in Australia was cool. But cheers, Vic. I hope all's good for you down there as well. My friend Brenda Kay, who's busting the school books at this time, shout out to her. And my very special sis friend up in T.O., the one and only Domina Della, truthsayer, God's gift, pie. Yeah, to her friend, she's pie, but she's one of a kind, and she's truly a special sister. I love to pie. And my friend Princess Lori Lee Plumridge, who's handling her thing out there in Grand Prairie in Canada. You know, soul and music and all these things that touch people around the world that allow us to connect, even what seems to be in the most plebeian of manners, is not to be shrugged off, because that connection spreads itself. Those vibrations spread themselves. And I don't want to get into a whole metaphysical thing, but I think you'll understand where I'm coming from here. Now, as I said, we're going to prep our second mind stream, which means we will not be on, we will not be talking past 11 o'clock, because at 11 o'clock, the two-hour mark, the show for some of you will cut off. But if you happen to be in the chat room, the show will continue on. And around 12:30, all the files will have saved themselves, and you'll be able to hear the entire show, you know, all pieced together proper, sometime after 12:30 a.m. Monday morning. So, as always, we will
continue to do our thing. I want to send a special shout-out to my man, Tony McLean, editor-in-chief emeritus at Black Athlete Sports Network, who wrote a really flattering piece on my book, Imitation in Life. I was really grateful to see it because I know that was from the heart. And if y'all haven't checked it out, give it a read. Y'all might dig it, especially if you like movies, politics, and all the other stuff that goes with it. It's available on Amazon.com. You can also download it via Kindle. Also, a shout-out to my man, Gary Norris Gray, who, as always, did a great job with the music box tonight, giving us some love with some Ivory Soul, courtesy of Daryl Hall and John Oates, somebody who I really respect in Daryl Hall, because in the mid-'80s, when the artists and athletes against apartheid were doing their thing, shutting off South Africa, Bofu Fatswana, this little, I what you call, isolated piece of dirt within all the apartheid stuff, was trying to impress itself as this area of openness. And I was working, I was actually volunteering for a company called Global Vision, and they did a magazine program called South Africa Now. If you have public, if you have PBS, you probably saw it back then. But I worked behind the scenes, logging tapes, and I was there at the filming of the Artists Against Apartheid video, I Ain't Gonna Play Sun City, with Hall & Oates in it. And in between breaks, they were interviewing some of the performers and asking them about how they felt about stuff. And Daryl Hall broke it down. I mean, he said straight up, look, we were broke. We were, like, that close to, like, being gone as a band. And then a promoter came up and offered us $1 million to do a week of shows in Bofu Fatswana. And he said he and John looked at it and was like, it seemed like a godsend because all their money problems would have been solved big time. But having grown up in Philly, Hall knowing the Temptations and a lot of the Philly soul people here, he said his conscience never would have let him rest had he done that shit. And he turned the money down. I know a lot of people who I know push came to shove, they would have to say they had to do it. They did it because of the money. Here's one cat who said, no, the bigger picture was more important. And then the question I asked him, well, you know, we're pleased that you didn't take the money, but who did? Because we know somebody had to be because they were performing down there. He wasn't going to name names at first, and I guess in that microsecond of thought, he just said, fuck it. You know, and he said, look, Rod Stewart played down there, Freddie Mercury played down there, Cher played down there. I mean, he was running names off. I was truly disappointed at Mercury because I was a big Queen fan. I thought he had fantastic stage presence and a fantastic voice. So I was a little annoyed that he had done that. But, you know, obviously, if you're trying to make people pay attention, don't matter what part of the world it is, when they know something's missing from their wallet, they're going to look up and ask questions. And the artists understood that. Some of them did. And I have a feeling culturally we may be going through something similar to that right now, if not sooner, where we see people who have common sense, people who have good ideas, people who know practical things that need to be done, jobs, a roof over our head, taking care of the people that go bust their ass for our country, all of those things, you know. Now, normally I say no politics on Sunday because it is all music, so I'm going to dial it down, but I think y'all know where I'm getting at. But anyway, where I started, all the people who run these music pages, they are to be commended because I truly believe they understand the big picture. We really do need to have everybody understand that music does connect us when we don't speak the same language out of our mouths, when we may not pray the same way or we may not feel differently about how we do our own personal business. But music always ties us together because everybody can understand the first strains of the Temptations when they sing My Girl. You know, everybody can understand when Marvin Gaye sings those first strains of Let's Get It On. You ain't got to say nothing. Everybody knows what time it is, and everybody just kicks back and chills. So, with that in mind, we're going to prep our second mind stream. As always, especially gentlemen, as always, you know, carrying on your business now, please remember, it's all right to be gentle and be a man. You can do both. Yes, you can. Multitasking is in the male DNA. You can open that door for the young lady. Hold this seat out. She sits to dinner. Y'all go out. She wants to go to the ladies' room. Stand up like a gentleman. Let her know, let everybody know that a lady is alighting from the table and heading to the boudoir. She will be back when you will do the same thing upon her return. You know, if you wear hats like I do, tip your hat at a beautiful lady every now and then. You'd be surprised the responses you get. Not that I go to overtly go and do it, but I know when I tip my hat to a lady, she recognizes that I'm acknowledging her without being insulting or any of those other things that go with that. And 99 times out of 100, I get a smile or a nod in return. And ain't nothing but mutual respect. So always remember, being a gentleman does not make you a pussy. Hell no. Mm-mm. I tell you this from the bottom of my heart. Being a gentleman will get you pussy. Have mercy. Testify. Know that to be true. It's not what I say because it's in what I do. So, kick back and relax. Pour that second drink if you are. If you're otherwise indulged, don't let me stop you. But we're going to bridge our next mind stream with a special request from one of my colleagues, and I'm going to drop it down for him, and then we'll go into the next mind string. So, John Lucien, as requested, we will see you guys editorially Wednesday with the Hump Day special, and, of course, our normal Saturday show will be back in business 2 to 4, and we will see what we can do about sneaking in a music show in between so that we can dance a little bit and just kick up our heels because it is still summer, and the weather right now is wonderful. So we will see you guys when we see you. Have a great Monday. Ciao for now. I'm
mystery, myself seem to be. I like to change my destiny and find peace within.
Creole lady, won't you check? Don't worry, you go with me. Creole lady, won't you check? Don't worry, you go with me. Creole lady, won't you check? Now don't worry, you go with me.
different space and time. Come My life will never be the Good morning, heartache. You old gloomy sigh. Good morning, heartache. Thought we said goodbye last night. I tossed and turned until it seemed that you had gone. But here you are with the dawn. Forget you, but you're here to stay. Yeah. It seems I met you when my love had gone away. I started day out just by saying good morning.
Standing right behind me. So I didn't want to act like I was afraid or nothing, so he smiled at me and he started hitting on me, and I said, "Say, mister, I already got a man and he's good to me." So he said, "It ain't nothing wrong with having a cup of coffee, baby." And my heart got in the way of my mind, and the devil got into me, and we sat down and he rapped to me over the coffee, and he's telling me all those sweet and innocent things. And you know what? Right there, I lost my heart to him.
But now, she's gone. And I just want to let him know how I really, really feel. Now I'm sitting here with pencil and paper with tears in my eyes because I still love him. And I just want to let him know, you, oh, you made me leave my happy home. That's what you did. You took my love and now you're gone somewhere. Everything I've been for you. For you.
Down. quem escreveu, quem perguntou por mim, quem falou e chorou, quem me telefonou. Meu amigo, é isso que eu tenho mundo em qualquer lugar. Malme, São Paulo e Salvador.
To be a Charlotte knew that she was fine. Poor Charlotte didn't know she wouldn't outshine all the pretty girls that stood in line. Charlotte met the gigolo. Poor Charlotte. He promised she'd have her own show. But she was green and just didn't know.
Yeah, she really wanted that show.
It's show number 279. For everyone here at Soul Tree Radio and the Raw, have a good night and a great Monday.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.